This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
This happened. You talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, hi there, and welcome to a Friday edition of the warm-up program. Jerry Recco is here. He's in the bullpen over area, we call that, the newsroom, and he'll be in for Boomer today. Boomer figured out his Air Canada app yesterday, thanks to Gio helping
nice
him.
Day.
Yep, and he is on his way to Canada for some sort of man's hockey trip where his team goes and plays. So I've got, so Jerry is in for Boomer. Gio is here. Eddie is here. CeeLo is in for Jerry. Good morning, CeeLo.
Oh, good morning, Al. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
I saw yesterday as I was perusing Twitter that Evan and Tiki were going to have Mayor Adams on.
It's too bad Boomer's not here today to discuss that.
Yeah, it is too bad. And first of all, I was like, what a disaster. I mean, talk about a guy no one's interested in hearing from. It's the mayor of New York. So I was like, huh, this is a weird. And they promoted it like, good news. We've got the guy you all want to hear from, the mayor. So I did go back and listen in super fast forward. The clips I saw on social media were all about, I guess the main reason he was on was for the soccer stadium.
NYCFC, yeah, over by Citi Field.
Yeah, we're all very interested in getting over to Citi Field to see us. I mean, no one goes there for a Met game. You think we were going to go to the soccer?
Well, they're building up the area, right? Getting rid of the chop shops, putting in shopping and stores and all that stuff, right? Well,
what about my family's been in the chop shop business all these years? All of a sudden, you're kicking us out? Yeah, that's right. I don't even know what a chop shop is, 100%.
Like, yeah, that's probably not the proper terminology here in 2024.
It sounds wrong. Like, to me, if I hear chop shop, I steal a car. I bring it over there.
Right.
They strip it for parts and sell it. And then but I'm sure that's not what that's not legal. So I'm sure that's not what a chop shop is.
Or what's happening there in Queens outside of Citi Field. Yeah, I don't know.
But they treat it like it's an illegal business. If they're illegal businesses, why'd you let them sit there all these years?
I don't
years?
Know that we treat it like it's an illegal business. It's just not the most aesthetically pleasing area. So I think they're trying to change that and make the environment and the vibe around Citi Field a little bit more welcoming and conducive to like a family atmosphere.
Fair
How's
enough.
That?
So I saw the meeting. It was all about soccer. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. So I did fast forward to see, did they ask him any things about, I don't know, how New York City is a complete dump. And just coming in today, Eddie and I were coming in the same time. What do I see? Eddie talking to someone tweaking out on drugs, like legitimately skinny tweaking out. And then another dude looking for drug money. Like, this is what's going on. So they did ask him a few non-easy sports questions.
I would hope Evan being the big political guy.
By the way, not a lot.
Well, you got to know your audience. That's fair, right? I mean, it's a sports talk radio station. It's not a political talk station as much as you might think it is.
No one wants to hear from. It is the minute you bring a mayor on in a city that's an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
Then, I'm sorry, you can't. It's like when Mike brought on A-Rod. asked him one question about steroids.
He lied.
He's like, oh, we're done. Moving on. I'm sorry, you can't do that. So they did ask him, strangely, about the COVID vaccines, which was strange. And then Tiki goes, you know, the city was dangerous. It feels less dangerous now. No, it doesn't. Sorry, Tiki. You don't ride the subways, neither do I.
I do.
But you read the news.
I don't
feel
unsafe on the subway. Myself.
I've
never experienced anything that would make me feel unsafe.
So you've never seen anything bizarre going on?
What define bizarre? I mean, are there...
Not normal things you would see in a Walmart.
Nothing extreme.
No.
No. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying it. Obviously, it happens. It occurs.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I know there are people that have obviously had unsafe things happen to them.
Yes.
Very bad things happen on the subway.
Yeah.
My counter to that, Al, with nothing to back it up other than my own personal experiences, and I don't ride it every day, but I ride it fairly regularly. I've had my wife and kids on it going to a Ranger game. Like, you know.
You should be... That means,
anyway,
should look into you.
My point is, in this day and age, we hear about things that happen much easier, faster, quicker, more regularly than we once did.
All right.
That's so the crazy stuff we read about, the headlines about, you know, someone still got stabbed with a screwdriver or whatever, as terrible as it is and as crazy as it sounds and would make you never want to go near where that occurred.
Correct.
Crime has been happening in the New York City area for a very long time.
Correct. But crime, even though you may say we hear about it more,
mm-hmm.
statistically speaking, there is more crime.
Is it? It's up?
Correct.
Since when? COVID? Since Adams took, like, where are we?
Well, crime was terrible in the city.
Right.
And then Giuliani cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And then it stayed good for a while. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bloomberg kept it nice. After Bloomberg left and de Blasio came in, it's been a disaster.
Wrong direction.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. I'm not here to argue that. And I'm not defending either of those two guys either, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I work in Midtown. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you're crazy. Like, I would never get on a subway anymore. Right. I did.
I know you wouldn't, but yeah.
No more.
Yeah, right.
I value
you had that one
life.
Experience that was someone... Where were you guys going?
And Gio and I
videoed it?
Yeah. I had not been on the subway in years.
That was
years.
Gio? Okay.
And then Gio and I were going up to do an NFL draft show in Midtown, and guys were shirtless breakdancing in my face.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye.
That's right.
Never again.
That was the end of it for you. Forget the crime numbers. That checked you off.
That's
right
crime
there.
To
I'm
me.
I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
That's crime? Come
it
on.
Is. That's crime to me.
Yeah.
They were begging for money and in my face.
And you're watching this happen?
Yeah, I was watching it happen right in front
in
of my
face.
Eyeballs.
Yep.
So I am sick. It's just weird. Like, when you put a politician on, that's a no-win situation.
For who? For Evan and Tiki?
For the audience, yeah.
Okay.
Because most people do not like the person in office.
You're talking about it in this
general.
Specific example?
I'm just saying in general. Most people in most places don't like the person in office.
Most people in
most places.
Okay.
Like, because when someone gets in office,
all right,
it's impossible for them really to clean everything up,
right.
So you hate them.
Approval numbers are higher at the beginning of the term.
Yes, for
have
sure.
A tendency to go down
over
time. All right.
Right. Like, all the people that voted for Biden probably are not thrilled with Joe Biden now.
I would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just the thing. This is how it is.
Or his administration.
Although there are guys that like Giuliani, I think people liked.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bloomberg, I think people liked.
Mm-hmm.
Obama people seem to like,
right.
Bill Clinton.
Sure.
But there are other people, mostly politicians, when they're in office, we don't like them. So it's tough to bring a guy on and not hammer him with all the things that are wrong.
And the other thing to consider here, and I don't know this, and I'm sure they would maybe counter it and say it wasn't the case. I'm assuming that in order for Mayor Adams to agree to come on the show, there were probably certain topics or issues that were... off limits? Is that
right.
fair to say?
Which you never agree to.
Right. And there, even if they were agreed to, I'm sure no one's going to admit to that on either side.
Right.
But that would be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just threw me off yesterday when
fair
I saw
enough.
That.
Okay. What else you got, Al?
Talk about a soccer stadium. All right, more controversy, CeeLo. This is happening also, is playing out on social media.
Uh-huh.
The Mets have a guy that goes to the Mets games who has... This was not a name he's come up with, but people call him the Mets rally pimp.
Right.
A pimp, someone being in charge of
Oh, thanks. You're
going
to define that for everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
For those that may not be aware.
Yeah. So, really, it's a guy who just wears neon outfits. I don't when I think of a pimp, classic pimp, I don't think of a guy wearing neon outfits. But anyway, he's called the Mets rally pimp. People seem to like the Mets rally pimp. They're winning. But Andy Martino
saw that.
Yeah. Is not happy with the rally pimp.
Yeah.
Writing on social media, pimp imagery is problematic on so many levels. Let's think about it for 2 seconds. Can we please not make this a big part of the 2024 Mets imagery? Then he wrote, Q replies about woke culture, woke culture, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm right about this. What are your thoughts?
Shut the F up.
What are your thoughts on the Mets rally pimp, CeeLo?
Doesn't offend me personally. And honestly, I would have just kind of shrugged my shoulders at what Andy had to say there until the last line about the I'm right about this. Well, I mean, that's your opinion. Other people have theirs. I mean, whatever.
Where does Andy work these days?
SNY.
That's his main, he's not a writer somewhere. He's just
SNY. I mean,
SNY.
He writes for their website, and he is also a significant on-air contributor for SNY across multiple shows.
Listen, I like a man taking a stand. I mean, it is a little strange. I mean, the guy didn't call himself a pimp, nor do I think he's dressed like a pimp.
Right. As you pointed out, he's just dressed in some neon regalia. Right.
But Andy's also right in that.
Does he have the cane?
I don't know if he has a cane. I've seen some pictures. I don't see a cane. I don't know how.
Who gave him the name?
I guess I guess because he was in a neon fur coat.
Right. But who decided
that?
This
I'm
is
not
what
sure
we're
about.
Call this guy.
I wanted to read about it on Newsday, but I'm blocked.
You're not a subscriber. Yeah.
So I can't. Unfortunately, I can't read
tweet
that.
From Andy yesterday as I scrolled.
Yeah,
back.
He's a
no
prolific
cane in that photo.
He's okay. A prolific tweeter. So
Mets
it's
record
down there
since the appearance of the rally pimp 9-3.
9-3 Mets. See, that's what I'm saying. People love the rally pimp.
How could you not when the record's 9-3?
The
if
Angels
it were 3-9. He'd be sure.
The Angels had the rally monkey. That was fun. I like a rally monkey.
Yeah, rally monkey. I mean, not so much for the Yankee fan at the time.
Yeah,
but yeah.
You know, wrestling had the pimp character.
Doesn't shock me.
Pimping ain't easy, is what they would say. A lot of rap songs about pimps. So we do like pimps some ways.
I don't know. I wouldn't say
pimps and hoes.
Do you think there are actual real pimps still around?
Probably. I wouldn't say that so much that we like pimps.
Yeah.
It's just the word and I guess the title or the role has sort of been accepted in pop culture.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
It seems more like something from the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm sure there are...
Phased out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people doing pimp roles.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
In charge of prostitutes.
Quietly.
Correct. I don't think they're in pink furs saying, look at me, I'm a pimp, come arrest me.
Trying to rally the Mets at Citi Field.
Yeah. So, I mean, the 7 line, who is the leader of Mets fans, they went all in on Andy Martino.
I'm sure.
Yesterday or the day before, I just saw a bunch of just... They were like going all in on him.
Yeah. Well, people have come after Andy for many things over the years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Baseball-related items. Mm-hmm. I used items because I'm sitting here with you. You love that word.
Yeah, I love items.
So this is nothing new for him.
Okay.
I don't know how much he is in his replies.
Andy, he's in those replies.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't just fire off an anti-pimp tweet and then not look at your replies. It's hard. It's hard to do. You'll launch something like
but
that.
But he's probably not volleying back.
Pimps.
Yeah, throw that out there.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably not volleying back.
Yeah.
He's reading, but he's not volleying back.
All right.
Do you think anyone at SNY is like, we love the rally pimp here at SNY. Please don't badmouth the rally pimp.
I don't think so. No, I don't think because he didn't say anything like, I don't think he said anything offensive or derogatory or anything like that. In fact, his point's kind of the opposite. He's trying to, you know, I think, discredit and knock down that culture.
The pimp culture.
Pimp and prostitute. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody,
which I understand.
Somebody made a great point. He's dressed less like a pimp and more like, I forget who wrote this or I would give them credit, more like an extra in a Jane Fonda workout video from the 80s.
I thought we were going to go maybe something from the disco era, but
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's more like a 1980s neon.
All right.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I think I'm going to vote on the side of for the Mets rally pimp.
Yeah, it's harmless.
It's harmless.
I don't think,
fun.
At least to this point, based on what I've seen.
Now, if he rolled up to the Met games with a prostitute on each arm and was bouncing around.
The cane.
Yeah.
The ring.
Yeah, maybe. And he was making the women, you know, go get me a beer. Go get. That I'm not interested in.
Right.
But just showing up solo in some neon, calling himself Mets rally pimp.
Is he calling himself that?
No, you're
that?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe
no, he's
he
not.
Is. Okay.
He was called Mets rally.
Someone else deemed him that.
He's just showing up as a Met fan, choosing neon colors from his closet.
For all we know, he agrees with Andy Martino's take on
right.
the matter.
That's true. He might be like, maybe I'm not a rally pimp.
Mm.
Maybe I don't want to be known as rally pimp.
I don't want to be a pimp.
Maybe he was like, I'll dress in 80s neon. I'll be the 80s guy at the Mets games.
Whoops.
And then people were like, you're a pimp.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. You're now a pimp and everyone hates.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Nothing you can do about it.
Ah.
So when does the rally pimp get to go? Well, the Mets go to the West Coast.
Starting tonight, six games. Yep. Dodgers and Giants.
Dodgers, Giants.
Yamamoto tonight, Al.
Is that right?
That is right.
This is the guy that spurned the Mets.
And the Yankees.
And the Yankees.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
He's going up against Sean Manaea.
Manaea, yes.
Omar Manaea's son.
No.
Sean Manaea.
Different spelling.
Versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yes, a lot of syllables in that one.
Here's the other thing, though, if you're the Mets rally pimp. Now you have to go to home games. Like, it was probably I'll go to a couple games. Now he's like, oh, now I got to go to every
it's your
game.
Duty and obligation.
Yeah.
At least while they're still playing good baseball.
Right. If they lose a lot, he's got to change up his... Maybe he's like, the pimp's going away.
Or just disappear forever.
Or we could pretend the pimp went to jail, and then a whole nother character comes out.
A cleaner.
Yeah, cleaner,
more politically
more
correct.
Like,
character.
Would you let your children take a photo with the Mets rally pimp?
Sure.
A good question.
I don't, yeah.
Because it's just a guy in neon, right?
Yeah.
It's a fun guy.
Nothing
in
offensive
neon.
About the costume.
No, that's true.
I don't have to tell them that he's considered the Mets rally pimp and
right.
what a pimp is.
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into it. If you want to, you can, but
maybe down the road somewhere. They're a little young for that, I'd say.
That's your decision as a parent.
Correct. Yeah.
Pimping ain't easy. I don't know what you heard about me. There's a lot of pimp songs.
Was that you just attempting to do 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know there's curses in there, but
I'm
a
P-I-M-P. All right. The name of that song, I believe, is...
It's Pimp, P-I-M-P.
Yeah. With the period, like...
Yeah, periods.
The periods in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite a first segment. The mayor of New York and...
Boy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. This is the great Allman Brothers Band. Dickie Betts passed away. He's their guitarist. He was, I believe he was 80 years old. I was just, I'm not a huge Allman Brothers guy.
My dad is.
Your dad is?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure, because I've done this in the past, where somebody from a legendary band passes away. You keep this going, Eddie. And I would play one of their songs, and people would be like, hey, idiot, he's not even on that song. So I did Google to make sure he is on this song. This was actually one of the last songs he was on before they kicked him out of the Allman Brothers. I was just reading.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, a long time ago. But they said this was one of his last studio recordings with them. Nobody Left to Run With anymore. Great song. I just added it to my favorites playlist.
How about that?
I'm feeling it right now.
His passing brought you back to
this song. It is a great song.
Okay. I'm gonna expose myself here.
Okay. Literally?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No. A little early in the morning for that. Are they one of these bands that like continues to tour all these years later, or are they like long defunct?
I think they're defunct because I believe Greg Allman's passed away.
Ah, well, there you go. Because I know, I was commuting in and out of Penn Station the other day. The Doobie Brothers are at MSG at some point soon, I think. Or
yeah,
that's going down.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Greg Allman died May of 17.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me like he died like 40 years ago.
No. So I'm sure they're no longer the Allman Brothers.
All right. Very good.
They're not like Lynyrd Skynyrd where they just keep like, let's throw some more dudes out there.
A lot of these bands just keep plugging along, you know?
Yeah. So we actually got the, it was a big sports weekend here, CeeLo. We've got the Knicks starting up. We've got the Rangers. We've got the Islanders.
Yeah, man.
Mets and Yankees back, of course. And I guess now we know that if there is a game six for the Rangers Capitals, that is going to be on the same night of Boomer and Geo Live.
And who was the first person to ask that query, Al, months ago now?
I don't know. Is that you?
On these very airwaves, I was just like, wait a second now. What happens if the Rangers have a playoff game that night? I think you and I talked about it on this show.
Is that right?
Well, and then I asked Boomer about it on a morning when I was in with him, and he didn't. We don't worry about that down the road or whatever, we'll figure it out. So I'm very curious to see how y'all will handle the logistics of that.
I don't know if it'd be more fun that night if we were getting updates and the Rangers were losing or if the Rangers were winning.
See, now, and I'm going to have to pitch this to Gio, and you know I'm usually not a sell myself kind of guy.
Okay.
I think that should be my role for Boomer and Gio Life. Ranger update, Ranger report of some sort.
I like that.
I think that's what needs to happen.
Okay.
Because Boomer obviously is, you know, star center stage with Gio. He can't really be locked in the way he normally would. I can kind of.
Here's my one concern for you on that evening. Boomer's got a couple pops in him.
Hey.
You're coming out going, oh, they're down 3-0. He grabs you, shakes you.
Doesn't that sound great for the crowd?
No, it does sound great for the crowd.
All right. Well, you know what? The sacrifices we make.
Just wear some pads that night.
Right. I'll come out in full hockey gear.
That's a good idea. Minus the skates, because you probably can't be walking around the stage on skates.
No. Unless you have the covers on them.
I think you should pitch that during one of the updates today.
Yeah.
I will support that.
I've not met Ryan Hurley face-to-face yet, so perhaps when I do, I'll throw that out there.
Yeah.
Or is Spike still consulting
Spike
on this
is still
event?
Consulting.
He is. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm sure it'll get shot down then.
We had... No, because you know what? Spike's so happy now because he's just like...
out of here.
He's just doing a show. You know,
so.
Now he's not dealing with all the behind-the-scenes nonsense that comes with running WFAN. Now he's just like worried about his show.
And the Sixers.
And this live show. He
Got
is
it.
Still very much,
all right.
Thank God, part of this live show.
All right, well, now that that's locked in, now, of course, here's the problem. Here's the possible issue with that. And this is not me touching the money. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's possible. Should that series end in 5 games or less? Hopefully on the Rangers side of things.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's, CeeLo, what are you doing here? You can just, you know what? Just go ahead and stay home. You don't need to make an appearance.
We don't need you here. Yeah, that's true. But they may not need it. What do you think the likelihood is we get a game 6? Well, give me a
based
percentage.
On Rangers playoff history, pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
Would you put that over 70% chance?
Based on the math over the last close to 15 years? Yeah, probably. Now, I hope not. I mean, this is an opponent that a couple weeks ago no one thought was making the playoffs. I mean, they still have some notable players. Obviously, Alex Ovechkin, who Boomer's got the jersey in the freezer already.
Who's this Tom Wilson fellow they keep hearing about?
He's a bit of an agitator, but with some skill, and he's been a thorn in the Rangers' side. Is that the thorn in the side?
Yep.
Is that the for numerous years now. In fact, you could make the case he was largely responsible for them cleaning house in their front office a few years ago when they got rid of John Davidson and Jeff Gordon, and they elevated Chris Drury to GM because late in the year, couple teams came in and pushed the Rangers around, the Islanders included, and the Caps, Tom Wilson. I think it was a big hit on Artemi Panarin, and James Dolan reportedly did not like the fact that the Rangers were getting knocked around and roughed up and felt there needed to be a change. And long story short, here we are. So he's a guy that plays on the edge, but he's not a goon. He's not just a goon. He does have some skill to his game. He's been around a while. Ovechkin's a veteran player. TJ Oshie, Max Pacioretty, they have some age on their roster. But you never know. Team gets in, unexpected. They've got a first-year head coach, the Ranger head coach currently. Peter Laviolette was their head coach the last 3 years. So two franchises that have met quite a bit in the playoffs since we came out of that first lockout almost 20 years ago or so now. So in theory, the Rangers off of their regular season should be able to, I'm not going to say breeze through the series, but maybe have a little bit easier of a time. But again, their history suggests it could be a 6 or 7 game series.
Are you liking a Sunday afternoon game, or would you have preferred like a prime time Saturday night game?
I don't like day hockey games in the regular season or in the playoffs. That's just my own sense, especially at the Garden. I think the matinee basketball game, for whatever reason, has a better vibe than the matinee hockey game. So I don't love it. It's also my son's first communion on Sunday.
Oh, man.
So we're going to be hosting a party, and we'll be watching the game. But it's sort of now, you know, the communion party sort of takes a little bit of a back seat because we got a playoff game to watch here. And I won't be the only. My son will be locked in on it. My dad, my nephew, my brother. So we'll have a lot of people that are locked in at 3 o'clock.
What age is communion these days?
He's about to be 8.
8 years old?
Yeah.
And then confirmation's like 15, 14, 15?
Right in that range, yeah. Yeah.
I have a confirmation party like next Friday. My nephew.
Oh.
He's 14. He's 14. 14.
Yeah, depending on when your birthday is. But it's that year, I guess, that would be like maybe the freshman year of high school.
All right.
Is that where he is? You
maybe.
Don't even know.
Not okay. Sure.
Can we get you jacked up, by the way, about the Knicks and the Rangers?
Yes.
Like, what do I have to do to get you all in?
I need to see some. Like, I do like playoff hockey.
What I was going to ask.
And
like,
playoff Knicks basketball. Yeah. Like, I was really into, like, Knicks Pacers back in the day.
Sure.
Knicks Rockets.
90s Knicks.
We got to get a couple games into it. Like, game one, game two, not that interesting. We get to a game five, game six, game seven situation.
Okay.
Then I'm going to lock
in. So, like, we've got 4 straight days
slash
nights of playoff action at the Garden. Like, that's, we, you know, let's embrace that. Let's be excited about that. Saturday through Tuesday. Let's go. And not to discount the Islanders. They're in the mix as well. A different building, obviously.
You tell me Saturday through Tuesday, there's something going on every day at the Garden?
Yeah. Knicks are Saturday, Monday. Rangers are Sunday, Tuesday.
You think it's the same people working the vending areas where you buy food? Like, do you think they're working all 4 nights?
I don't know if the staff is all going to work all 4, but I'd imagine that there's crossover between the two, I would think. I don't know for sure. But
are they getting their schedules going, I got a Saturday through Tuesday situation?
Very, very, very possible. We went to a game a couple weeks ago, a Ranger game, and by the time, like, how do I say this? We lingered a little bit after the game. How's that? And within, I'd say, a half hour, they had the merchandise. Everything was flipped already to the Knicks stuff for their next home game, which I guess was the next day. So they don't waste any time.
They move quickly.
Forget turning the court into the ice and vice versa. They do it all through the arena.
Yeah, I'm really not sure how that works. How do they go from a frozen thing, and then that's gone, and there's wood on the floor?
It's the wood goes on top. There's like there's something that goes on top of the ice. I don't know the right term for it, but some sort of insulation or layer.
2x4s.
And then because the ice is longer than the basketball court. So, and obviously when they put the basketball court down, you have those temporary seats like right behind each basket that would not be there for the hockey game. So they cover the ice with some sort of material or something that you could walk on. I think it's probably like a black whatever. And then they lay the hardwood of the court on top of that.
Must be cold down there on the court then.
Maybe that, but I think that layer helps out.
We now know that the Arizona Coyotes are headed to Utah.
Yes.
And a couple names have popped up for the new Utah NHL team.
They put in for copyrights on them, right?
Yeah, they put in for trademark filings.
Sorry.
The following. I'll let you give me your favor here. I got the Utah Blizzard, the Utah Venom, the Utah Fury, the Utah HC.
For hockey club?
Yeah, and then Utah Hockey Club.
I got to be
like
honest,
any of these?
I don't really. I was thinking, I asked my son this last night because he's locked in, loves hockey, all the NHL teams. We're trying to come up with some ideas. I didn't have anything great. I don't love the list, quite honestly. I guess if I had to pick from what's there, I would probably go Blizzard.
Yeah, me too.
Do they really? I mean, I know they get the snow caps up in the mountains, but do they
get
Blizzard?
What about the Utah snow caps?
Snow caps? I did mention that one to my son last night, and I was like,
I like that.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue, the snow caps. Plus, we got the Capitals, and their nickname is the Caps.
Right. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Eddie goes to Utah sometimes.
Many times. I have family in Utah.
Yeah.
My
All right, so you're the guy to ask.
Yeah, what
then?
Would you go with?
I would go with the Wasatch.
Yeah, I like that
the
as
Wasatch?
Well.
Wasatch?
The Utah Wasatch.
The Wasatch front is that range of mountains right to the immediate
I love it.
Of Salt Lake City.
What was the name of the people in Ace Ventura 2?
Utah Wasatch. I love it, Eddie. Put that right on a jersey. That would look nice.
Yeah. And it's another one without an S kind mm-hmm. of a thing.
Wasatch. The Wasatch Range.
The
yes, correct. And they call it the Wasatch Front.
Why don't you Wasatch. And I, let's go in together. We'll get a trademark on that. And see
Already?
If we can
I have no idea how that is done, but okay.
I'm sure
sell
we just
it to that
the
ownership group.
Yeah, just sell it to the ownership
in
group.
Salt Lake City.
Did you guys want Utah Wasatch? Because that's trademarked already.
Eddie, where is the, what was it again? Wasatch?
Wasatch.
Watch. Where is that in relation to Salt Lake? And I'm sorry if you just said that. I was
the
Googling
Wasatch
something.
Front is the, like when you fly into the Salt Lake Airport, you see it.
So it's
in
right
the
there.
East. It's yeah, it's right. It's okay. minutes away.
Okay.
It's where Snowbird and Alta and Solitude and Brighton and Park City, it's all right up in the Wasatch. All those great Wasatch. Ski resorts, seven of them huh. within
That's perfect.
Half an hour or less from the airport.
And it kind of sounds like Sasquatch.
Right.
Right? Which there's probably Sasquatch in the Wasatch.
What do they
Could
call
be.
When
Could
the be. Is it snow cap or white cap when what is no, that's a wave isn't it
right
what is it the what do they call when it's just the tip of the mountain that has
snow cap
snow cap
the Utah snow caps
yeah no I'm loving this one from Eddie
oh we just said snow caps
yeah
so, yeah I don't
I'm
know.
Loving the Utah Wasatch. That's Wasatch. Tremendous all right let's take a quick break we'll
oh,
come
yeah.
back here CeeLo I have a couple other notes I've got a couple NFL notes and I've got a. We've got a streaming situation.
Oh, shocker.
Because Jerry told me yesterday he will no longer tolerate my streaming discussions. He said he will let me talk, but he's not going to engage.
Hasn't he said that before?
He has, but okay. now he's like he's drawing a line in sand. And nothing came up. He's just saying, okay. you know, I get locked in on things.
When
and
you do
correct.
Your streaming thing, I like to be yeah. transparent and take ownership and accountability mm-hmm. of things. This is probably a week or so old now, but we'll get to – I will – Not come clean, but I will acknowledge something to you
okay.
in our next segment.
And this isn't a negative streaming thing. I'm just going to throw some streaming stats at you because they seem much lower than I would have thought. And you had mentioned Ted Lasso during the break.
Yeah.
And it's kind of part of that as
okay.
well. So
Very
I,
good.
I just want to throw a couple things at you.
Sure.
I'm not going to be ranting and raving about streaming and grandmothers paying for Yankees and Mets games.
I'm sure you won't.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
No. No chance.
No chance.
You've made that point before.
Yeah,
you
I've
don't
made
need
it.
To reinforce
no need,
it.
No need to go back to that. And then at 6 o'clock, Gio will be here with Mr. Jerry Recco in for the booms. Welcome back to the warm-up program. We got new Pearl Jam today, CeeLo. This is a little taste of it here. And you were telling me we got a new Taylor Swift album.
I mean, I'm not a Swiftie, but I happen to see that on my timeline in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
She put out some secret double album with tortured poetry that she'd written.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it was initially 15 songs. This double album has 15. There's 30 songs.
Yeah, that's too much. Whew. It's like that Morgan Wallen put out an album a couple years ago.
Never
it was
ending.
Like 31 songs.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Let's pare this down.
Yeah.
Now, you want a years and years, like now I can't get enough of these, like, here's 10 songs Bruce Springsteen didn't put on Born in the USA. I would like to hear those now.
Well, sure, 10.
But
yeah.
I need 30 of them back then.
Right. It's too much. You gotta spread it out.
Yeah, spread it out.
Just before we lose track of Pearl Jam, is it a single or a new album?
No, a whole album
Whole
came
album's out.
Out?
Okay, very good.
They only have 11 songs on their album called Dark Matter. I tried listening to some of it on my ride in. It's a lot, like, I don't know what they're saying.
Well, that's always been the case with
Is
any
it?
Better, no?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just hard. The music's going, he's going, hey, nobody.
Like he's pretty much known for, he's one of those singers.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing Pearl Jam fans, don't come at me.
Yeah.
I like Pearl Jam. I'm not trying to, you know, crap on his reputation or anything like that. But I feel like that's one of those guys where you, like, back in the day, you needed the the little booklet in the front of the CD. Like, you know, some bands would put the full lyrics
in.
Yeah,
I like that.
But not everyone did. Nowadays, obviously, you can just find it online, which is great.
I used to love the lyrics.
Yeah.
And in Eddie and I's era, when we had to do it with cassette, man, that was some tiny printing sometimes. On the cassette, they'd have a fold out.
It would, like an accordion unfold.
Yeah. But we had better eyes back then.
Right.
We could read it.
Or a magnifying glass.
Or magnifying glass, whatever you wanted to
I
do
always,
there.
I was always disappointed when a cassette or a CD came out and it did not include the lyrics.
Or any type of real booklet where it was just like one fold over. That's like, it. What is this?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You still love the liner notes and all
liner
that.
Liner notes, yeah. They were cool.
Was that for records?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they put them in cassettes and CDs as well sometimes. And other times you just get this crap.
The best was you had an album, and if it was an album that opened up, whether or not it was a double album, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool
And
as
then
well.
Inside the sleeve that protected the record itself, sometimes that would have stuff on it,
Yeah,
too.
Sometimes that would have lyrics. Yeah.
Big mystery.
And then the double albums that opened up like that, the weed people would divide up their weed in there and make
correct.
It.
Here
right?
we go with the weed
now, was
people again.
Born to Run one that opened?
It opened, but it was not a double
right,
album.
Right, but
That's
I know, but
point.
that was a big getting the seeds out of your weed situation.
The weed people.
Can I ask you something? Did you say weed or the weed people Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of this week with Jerry?
No, I held
now
it back.
Bookended the week. We did weed big time Monday, and here you are now closing out the week on the warm-up
and
show.
And, of course, tomorrow.
Talking weed again.
Tomorrow is 420.
There you go.
No, tomorrow's 420, the weed people's holiday.
Bradley Beach is going to be one big cloud.
Beach, how about Knicks Sixers at the Garden?
Yeah, as if people need an excuse 420. They do it every day anyway.
It's a fair point.
It's not as celebrated as it once
exactly.
was. Yeah.
But the weed people, they'll be out there.
The weed people.
So I just wanted to give you this interesting thing I saw on Twitter. There's a Twitter handle that I love to follow. It's like TV streaming and ratings and things.
Shocker.
The guy's name is the TV Grim Reaper.
But he's, is that your dummy account or whatever they call it?
I wish I would have thought of something like that. TV Grim Reaper. But he posted, this came from Nielsen, which is the ratings people. So this is legit. This isn't just from the TV Grim Reaper.
It's not hearsay.
It's not hearsay. And he posted to the article and the release from Nielsen. But I just thought it was interesting. I think we think people do a lot more streaming than they do. I don't think it's as, based on these statistics, it doesn't seem as prevalent as I thought was going on.
Is it that we think people do it a lot? Or, well, maybe you did, but to me it's just, it's an alternative option to what was the industry standard?
Yeah, I guess, and this report from Nielsen shows it's part of a day, right? So people are still on broadcast television. People are still on cable. But 38% of people will do some streaming.
So like, all right, so let me ask it this way, because you just said broadcast TV.
Yeah.
But are we including the like live TV streaming services, or is this just like, you know, Netflix and Disney Plus and Apple TV? So like if I'm me being a Fubo guy, I'm still consuming broadcast television.
Yeah, I believe you would be considered on broadcast.
Okay.
Because this thing, the thing I'm looking at for streaming is streaming services that don't have live components.
Okay. So, all right. So then we're eliminating the YouTube Lives, the Hulu Live, Fubo.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
And all sports, I guess.
Yeah. And all sports would be considered broadcast or cable.
Mm-hmm.
So with 38% of people streaming, of that streaming percentage of people, the most streamed thing on your television is YouTube. Not YouTube, the TV service. Good old YouTube.
Yeah. We do that a lot. My kids are always watching stuff on YouTube through the TV.
Which has almost 10% of people that do streaming has that.
Plus you get, I mean, there's some full-length show. Like people do live shows. I have the McAfee show has a YouTube component. Not the only one, but that's just a prevalent one that comes to mind.
Very prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And Al, if I'm watching, you know, old Mystery Science Theater shows on YouTube.
You're a YouTube streamer.
If it's just on my iPad, not on the TV.
Yeah, they're actually counting that just on televisions on this one, what Nielsen's doing here in this report. This is just on televisions.
See now, but what, excuse me, what differentiates that? Like, how do they know, hey, it's a TV versus an iPad?
Because the different app, I guess. And the way Nielsen does their ratings, it's what's on your TV screen.
Oh, Okay.
So but that's how that's how what's they, being reported.
Yeah, I guess I've always wondered how they figured that out.
Yeah, it's not being reported to Nielsen if you're on your iPad.
Because a lot of the TVs now, it's just it's a Wi-Fi signal. Just like you're, you know, you're not hooked up to cable the way you once were.
No, but the app that's being used is a TV app.
All right.
So you got YouTube number one at almost 10%. Behind it is Netflix, 8%. Then it kind of falls off the cliff. Hulu's at 3% of people.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at other things like Max, which used to be HBO.
How are they surviving?
1.3% of people that stream. This isn't just people. If
that's
you're
of the streamers?
Of the streamers, 1.3% of people are on Max.
Fascinating.
The same amount.
Hold on now. All right.
As on Peacock. So as much as we mock Peacock, it has the same percentage of people as Max does.
So you said, what was the top one?
YouTube top one was 10? YouTube, like 10%.
So how are we getting to 100 here?
Because there's a lot of different things. But a lot of them
about this in the break,
are very minuscule. For example, let me just give you this one. All ESPN, all of ESPN, 0.13.
What is this, Animal House? 0.0.
No one's watching it on streaming.
That,
my friend, is why ESPN will not go to a streaming-only service.
Okay.
Because no one will see it.
You've made your point.
Thank you.
We've got an Odyssey Sports Minute.
I sure you do.
Amy Lawrence.
Is it about streaming?
No, and you have a 0% chance, according to Eddie Scuzzeri.
Well, I'm not going to guess them.
How about... All right.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
I got something for you to watch, CeeLo, streaming that's coming up on Netflix. It's a documentary series about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
My
if that
penis looked bigger.
Yeah, did you?
Come on.
Yeah. They were following the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders last season, and they're going to put that out.
Was that on the show sheet?
It is.
All right, that's
it's at the bottom.
Eddie was ready with those. Okay.
It's at the bottom. Well, a Netflix series goes to the bottom of the
Got
show
it.
Sheet.
That's why I didn't quite get there yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Supposed to be coming out in the summer sometime.
Sounds wonderful.
We used to have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader poster in our garage, which my father must have put up. It was very 1970s. Like, they had feather-backed hair, the girls.
That doesn't shock me.
That my dad would have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Not just your dad, but, you know, a man of that era.
A man of his garage.
What were you going to say?
A man of his stature in this garage. Putting his, listen, this is my garage. I'll put up this Dallas Cowboy cheerleader
Doing
poster.
Doing manly things, working on the car.
Yep.
He had
a vice grip out there.
Yeah, there you
go.
Chopping some wood. Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Wood.
Home improvement. Yeah.
The other time I was down visiting my father. He said to me, he goes, you want any of these tools? I'm like, to do what? I don't know how to use
the
these.
The wrong guy to ask.
I could pretend to be, I guess I grab a hammer. I probably could use a hammer.
Do you have a garage as part of your condo? You just
no
park
garage.
Out in the open?
I have a parking spot.
Parking
in
spot.
In a lot, yeah.
But nowhere to store tools.
No, I have nowhere to put my tools.
Toolbox?
My vast
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.